Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to listen. We've got a kind of a flash update here with Larry. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Where do we want to start? Maybe this North Korean thing seems like the rhetoric, at least, is getting out of control. I guess I have my, I don't know how to, something doesn't seem right with all of this, but I don't exactly know how to put my finger on it. You said that a new Bible code had been run on the North Korean situation. What did you find?
Well, that's interesting, and let me preface the Bible code with a brand new breaking report coming out of Fox News. They're saying now that South Korea intelligence is warning the U.S. that apparently North Korea is prepping 4 missiles to fire at Guam. So it's even more rhetoric moving forward very, very quickly.
Wow. What, are they going to actually launch at the island?
I have no idea. That's South Korean intelligence reporting that apparently there's a prep of 4 missiles that they believe they may try to fire at Guam. So that's the latest. It's very interesting. Barry Rothman actually is doing a Torah code matrix today. On August the 9th, 2017. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. He says Kim has now threatened an atomic attack against U.S. forces in Guam. And he ran a Tor code entitled Atomic Holocaust, Korea and Guam. And by the way, I do want to note that this is still under construction. He's still working on this code, but I got the early portion of it. It has eight words in it, and I'll name these 8 words and then kind of get your opinion. Number 1, atomic holocaust. Number 2, China. Number 3, eclipse. Number 4, Korea. Number 5, war. Number 6, Kim. Number 7, Guam. Number 8, threatened.
Wow. This is interesting in view of a couple things. The eclipse has the number 33 on it. It starts in Oregon, the 33rd state. It leaves Carolinas on the 33rd parallel. It is 33 days before 9/23. And Kim is 33. So just the way the Lord plays with numbers, I'm thinking it has to do with the eclipse. And when, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention that's very, very interesting. And we do know the numbers are appearing to be there. And it's so odd that in this atomic holocaust, it does have the term eclipse in it, which ties it into the time frame we're in right now. And I did want to make a side note that Standeo, that's standeo.com, has put up again the Missiles of October dream that I had had. And so that's back up. But, of course, this is only August.
Well, it may be August, but what's his name? Mitch Batros, who does a lot of work on earth changes and all that, claims we are right now 14 days to the eclipse, and then 14 days after is what he calls the big earthquake watch. And he's written several articles about it now. So he's getting, I guess, concerned that, you know, I mean, people don't think about it that way, but you've got the sun and the moon all in a row there on Earth. And it passes over Yellowstone. What's the latest on Yellowstone? The latest I read was like over 1,500 quakes over there.
Yeah, that is absolutely continuing. There's three areas in the U.S. right now that I'm watching very, very closely. And, of course, number one is central and northern Oklahoma, which is every single day. And also Mammoth Lakes in northern California, that's continuing swarms there, which are very shallow. And at the same time, there are two locations in Montana that right now are having swarms, and they're continuing. And one is near West Yellowstone, Montana.
Yellowstone.
Yeah, that's the park, and that's over 1,500. It may be close to 2,000 now, but I don't know the full count. And then the other shaking in Montana appears to be around Lincoln, Montana, which is western Montana. So that's probably Yellowstone also. We're watching those very closely. And I want to make a note, Mitch Buttress, if people don't know who this is, he is an insider. So a lot of his insight is coming from people in the know.
So they may be prepping. I noticed that all the governors are saying with all the people that are going to be there, they're going to have enough problems. But what would happen if they had some major quakes during that period of time? I mean, it'd be a bedlam, be a mess. Probably all over the United States as far as that goes. But it's just kind of interesting how all of this is tying together. So I'm curious about why China's in that list. Now, I know China has amassed a whole bunch of troops, 150,000, 200,000 troops along the border. And I read an article where they were concerned, number one, about radioactivity. And number two, they were concerned about refugees leaving. But I'm more convinced to the fact that once this thing, if it goes down and we take out Kim in one way or another, that they would simply just move in and take over.
Well,
China is listed.
Well, one of the reasons that China may be listed also in this code is that, as some intel people were saying last night on Fox, they were talking about where North Korea got all of these missiles to use and the technology. And they said if you really scratch North Korea's paid off, all these missiles will say China. So China has provided all the technology and the missiles to be used. And so that's probably why they're in the code, because they are responsible for this whole scenario.
Okay, now, what were some of the other words? Korea was in that too, so would this be an attack, possibly, on the South?
Well, you know, you don't really know how the scenario is going to go. Now, 7 and 8 is Guam threatened. Now, it doesn't necessarily say in the code that that I can read, and, of course, we're reading just partial words. We don't know where they all line up, and Barry hadn't done an assessment yet. He's early into the code. But it shows Guam threatened, but it shows atomic holocaust, China, eclipse, Korea, war, Kim. So is it possible that he threatens Guam and then it begins to break out between North and South Korea and we actually attack the Korean Peninsula? This is what some of the rhetoric today. I know you know that Donald Trump, the president, has got into a lot of trouble today because everybody didn't want him to humiliate or, talk bad to Kim. He wasn't using political correct speech. And you got to remember, during the Clinton 8 years and the Bush 8 years and the Obama 8 years, nobody humiliated or used bad speech towards Kim, who uses it all the time. He talks off his head all the time. And when Trump said, or actually Tillerson said, well, Donald Trump sent him a message in the words he understands.
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of the rhetoric that Kim would understand, but I noticed he came back right away.
Yeah.
Another tweet. What did he say in this latest tweet?
Are you talking about Kim?
Yeah. Because he came back right away.
Yeah, it's just it's more threats.
Yeah, he said that Trump is just foolishness and he doesn't mean any of it.
Well, the latest the latest report out of North Korea, and they've got it on Fox right now. The latest breaking news is that North Korea has now threatened to fire their four missiles at Guam. So this is ramping up really rather quickly.
Wow. Well, we're in that time frame for 9/23. Now you can look at it two ways. War breaks out before then and leads to a peace treaty, or it all happens after the star sign in 9/23. There's just too much stuff leading into this star sign, really. You can't dismiss it. No matter how much people might like to, there's just too much stuff there. Too many things adding into it.
Yeah, what's interesting, Stuart, and this is something that I think the American people pretty much overlook, war doesn't have to break out. We're already at war. We never have had a peace signature on a piece of paper. Remember, this is only a ceasefire. North Korea and South Korea and the U.S. and China's fighting in the Korean Peninsula. We're only in a ceasefire. We're at war.
Yeah, that actually is. This is kind of an interim, what do you call that? You know, when they a ceasefire. But the war documents are still in place, are they not? Between North and South?
They are.
Wow. Well, talking about something else that has something to do with all of this in 9/23 and things going back to Israel and the Lord taking up his controversy with Israel, the Abrahamic Davidic covenants that he said he would fulfill. They have to be fulfilled. So it's that Israeli temple. What's going on over there with this demanding that they build it right away?
Well, this is really interesting, Stuart, because of the fact that it's Skywatch TV and the Israeli news has it, but the rest of the world totally ignoring it, especially the American press. Let me read the headline and get your opinion on this. Israelis march to demand third temple be built quickly for the Messiah, or Antichrist, says Deputy Defense Minister of Israel, Eli Ben Dahan, says Israel wants the temple back and quick. So they are really trying to move in a hurry over there to get the focus on the third temple. And, you know, here we are. We've got the August 21st eclipse coming up, and then we... As a matter of fact, they just had a partial eclipse, you know, in that part of the world just a few days ago. And then we've got
September
23rd, what you and I call a pivot point. So we're close.
I don't think there's any question anymore. I put out a blog on it. People can go look at Light Cape Blogger for the latest that I put up on that. I don't think there's any question anymore. People may be in denial, but you can't have so many things dovetailing into it that are pointing to it. Why would they be talking about a temple right now? Why did the Sanhedrin ask Putin and Trump help us build this temple? why Trump and the embassy and the Capitol being moved to Jerusalem, all of these things are dovetailing right together towards that 923, and of course after, because 923 is the pivot, probably into Daniel's 70th week. I don't think there's much room for wiggling on that one. Too much is coming, coming out now, and we get into a war with. Do you think, getting back to North Korea, do you think Kim will actually follow through, or is this all just rhetoric?
Well, most of the, it's odd that you'll remember Barry Rothman's Torah codes. Over and over, he's come up with the terminology involving that Koran Peninsula of atomic holocaust. Will that be delayed?
Yes.
I don't know. But it's odd that we've already been at war for years, and it's only been a ceasefire, as you said. And you actually mentioned North Korea really could be the first domino to fall in the scenario of the war that's coming.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention also another thing that a lot of our press is not reporting is that now that this threat has happened from the U.S. against North Korea, and North Korea's ramping up the threat back, China has moved their military forces into war game mode. So China, I believe, is throwing a red flag out there saying, don't come against North Korea. But you got to remember, when you look in the background, China created the North Korean monster. It's their
yes,
monster.
Yes, it did. Yep. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Stuart?
Yep, I hear you now.
Okay. I guess we lost it for a second.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, I was just saying that that created their monster. And what I didn't realize was how many people we've got over in Guam. Debkafile reported this morning, they said North Korea reported at nuclear threshold now. What about Iran? Question mark. As North Korea is reportedly threatening a strike on Guam, which is a U.S. military base. Actually, we got two bases there, and they're claiming 150,000 population around those bases. So that's a big area.
They wouldn't have a lot of time either to get their airplanes all off the ground if Kim decided to launch.
Well,
he may be. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to add to what you just said. There is news reports already out that those planes are already being kept in the air and a number of them moved. So they are prepared to take incoming. And they have the Air Force, they said, in emergency mode presently. And so they are not just being a sitting duck, finally, under this administration.
Well, I keep going back to Psalm 2 and how the kings of the earth are all together in all of this, and that we're watching some sort of a script. And I'm wondering about, there's one of the senators, Chaffee or something like that, who made a comment, how come all these people that are leakers aren't in handcuffs already? What's going on? Over to Trump.
Chaffetz is the one, I believe.
Chaffee, yes.
Yes, and there's a lot of people that are wondering why the swamp is protecting all the leakers and protecting all of the criminals. I mean, when you actually do what they have done for the last year or two, or actually the last 4 years of Obama, this is criminal. And nobody's in cuffs and nobody's in jail. And the only one being investigated pretty much is Trump.
Yeah. And that makes you wonder.
Let me read you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention there's another Torah code that is really interesting. Barry Rothman did it August the 4th. And in this, he made a comment. He said, this code discusses efforts to impeach Trump. And he said, we don't, and in the emphasis of the code, he says, it appears to him that they're demanding, we don't just demand impeachment, we demand a new election. Now, there's nine words in this, or phrases in this code. Let me read it real quick.
Yes.
Number one, Trump impeached. Number two, Clinton. Number three, conviction. Number four, Mueller. Number five, Waters. Number six, Kim. Number seven, Comey. Number eight, acquitted. Number nine, the winner will be nominated.
Wow. That's kind of interesting. So that sounds like a coup in the works, which we already know. It's a slow-moving coup. But did you see the latest on Sean Hannity tweets?
No, I missed it.
It kind of goes in with what you just read. Hannity tweets hint at something huge on the horizon. Tweets, tick-tock, tick-tock. What does he know that we don't know? Then he tweeted again, tagging George Soros, calling the document he linked, they must read the full David Brock confidential memo. Now, what he said was, expose George Soros' plans to impeach POTUS and silence all conservatives. That was the second one. The first one was TikTok, TikTok. So they're evidently moving. He's got to be an insider. So they're moving very, very rapidly now.
Oh, absolutely. And Stuart, Fox has lost so many of their people, and they're finding out some of the same women are coming out that they're going after the other Fox men that brought down O'Reilly, some of the same women out of the Democrats. And so this is the plan. I would think that tick-tock, Hannity is warning the people that the clock is ticking and something big is in the wind. And we do know Soros is really behind a lot of this. As a matter of fact, Soros is behind the attempted bringing down of Benjamin Netanyahu, which is occurring as we speak.
Yes. I just read something about where they plan on, they're probably going to bring charges against his wife. But here's another one, too. IntelliHub, Trump National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, working directly with billionaire leftist George Soros to undermine the president, according to a bombshell article. And I guess Trump is still defending. So he's, instead of draining the swamp, it appears that he's bringing the people who make up the swamp into his cabinet in the military. And now they got this guy that's now the, what's his name? They just appointed him as chief of staff. Can't think of his name.
Oh, yeah, that was Kelly, John Kelly.
Yeah, they say he's going to limit most alternative media, and Trump will never see it.
Well, sure, do you remember the scripture that talks about we would heal Babylon, but she will not be healed?
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's exactly what's going on. They're not going to allow this. They're not going to allow this healing, and the American people aren't going to rise up. It's too bad to watch a country go down, and I think we're heading in that direction, and I'm very worried about the possible earth changes that are coming, and let alone the political changes that are coming. I know the bots, he's talking about an economic collapse on the 21st. During the eclipse, they're going to take advantage of it and collapse the United States economy. which would, of course, immediately cause mayhem everywhere, so, let alone if we had major earth changes go with it. What's your take on that?
Well, I actually heard Colonel Ollie North, I believe his name is. They had him on last night, and he gave a warning on Hannity last night, talking about something at the markets and something was coming. He said if you thought the Depression was something, he said you ain't seen nothing.
Really?
Yeah. So we're being warned. You know, most of the people don't have an ear to hear, and they don't know anything about a warning, but the warnings are out there, just like, you know, I know people get mad at me for using the Game of Thrones and get mad at you about stuff, but they're warnings.
Yeah, we got a, we can maybe close with this one. We got a, I'm not going to use the guy's name, but he said to use that show is full of incest, homosexuality, bestiality, rape, prostitution, fornication, and violence, and compare it to the political arena during a Christian broadcast. Well, evidently he doesn't want to hear the news. What does he think? Washington is full of incest, homosexuality, bestiality, pedophiles, rape, prostitution, fornication, and violence. I mean, what's? I don't understand these kind of people. I really don't. And if they don't like what we're talking about, they should just go to another channel. And then he talks about their this business with Jonah. And he says, secondly, Jonah has absolutely nothing to do with Revelation prophecy. It has everything to do with it. Jonah was gave a 40-day warning, and there was an eclipse. And after that eclipse, there was military problems, there were earthquakes, and there were all kinds of problems, and that's exactly what America is going to go into. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why. I think people are in denial. You know, I put out that post. I think we got, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 responses. It's like I hadn't put anything up at all. So I don't know whether people are just in denial or they don't realize that things do come to an end. And all the signs, I mean, the Lord said, watch. And if you would watch, he said, you would know. So here we are watching, and I think we do know that this is really close at hand. Anyway.
Yeah, I've been watching, Stuart. I've been watching a lot. There are a number of people that are promoting the August 21st eclipse and also the September 23rd. Star sign and talking about it, but the responses out there are very slim. They're just, the people are not responding that it's even important.
Yeah. And then you got the gainsayers like Chuck Missler and a lot of these other bigger ministries are gainsaying the whole thing. It doesn't mean anything. And, this guy by the name of Scotty Clark, they really slammed him, but I thought he did a pretty good job defending himself. And you can just see the difference between the absolute arrogance of the Corona House people versus the very gentle and very nice, I thought. I mean, Scotty's done his homework. And it was just very demeaning. What could, they more or less treated him like you couldn't know anything. You're not a graduate of a seminary. You haven't studied this long enough, and we're the experts, and you're the idiot. Well, I got news for Missler and the people like that. You're puffed up with arrogance. You think you know everything, but you know what the Lord says? He reveals it to babes and hides it from those who say they're the great ones. Anyway, thanks for coming on, Larry. We're running out of time. And see you on Friday with a gusto. Good night, everyone.